Holy Scripture does not tell us of the marvels that Anna revealed as to who this child was, but what is important is that the chosen people were guided by the prophetic word. That is, God kept the true revelation alive in the chosen people, and so he always spoke through them through prophets or prophetesses. And so the prophet and the prophetess had a real role to the chosen people. They were also not merely spoke of miraculous things, but they were the teachers of the people. And so Anna this day, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, steps forward and begins to number those parts of Scripture, those prophecies that this child would fulfill, and speak of the marvels that this child would work. And so we would assume that the chosen people immediately began to come forward and to marvel at this child, the one who was foretold from the very beginning that would come to the chosen people to deliver them from their sins. But what was the response? The majority of the people gathered in the temple that day left that day giving no more aversion to what they no more averting no more to what they had heard this day, and the Pharisees and the scribes began at that moment to keep an earnest eye on the child and the parents of the child. And so they tried to keep track of them, and after the flight of Egypt, they took up again keeping an eye on the Christ child, and ultimately seeking for an opportunity to destroy them. And ultimately it was because they did not want to give up their positions amongst the chosen people, because they had been ordained by God to be the leaders of the people and to preserve that one truth that was first revealed to our fallen parents, to preserve that one truth until the time he came to fulfill, so that all in the old would pass away and be replaced by the new. But they did not want the new, and the majority of the people had become distracted by their concerns of this world. And so Anna tries to stir their hearts up again so that they may come to know that this is truly the Christmas gift. This is what God had intended from all eternity, because Christ was truly the firstborn of all creation, and that when he came, he would come in order to redeem mankind from their sins. And so she holds out to them the hope that should have been in their heart, but it was, for the most part, not in their hearts. It was preserved in a few, and we even see that when the apostles were called, some of them had some of those old ideas, those false ideas, that our Lord would have to work earnestly in order to rid them, so that they would be prepared to become those 12 lights that would go forth to the world until the end of time, because the prophetic word still speaks to humanity. It speaks to humanity through Holy Mother Church, the mystical body of Christ, and most especially through the Holy Father, our Pope, and all bishops united with him. And so Christ is still teaching as he taught this day through the prophet Simeon and the prophetess Anna, and he will continue to teach until the end of time, teaching us those ways of love, those ways of mercy. And so let us not, like the chosen people of old, reject our time, our opportunity to respond to the word of God, but let us earnestly enter into the sacramental life of the church, thereby strengthened by grace, we too may become like Simeon and Anna, telling the world of the marvels of this Christ child, so that all may come to embrace him, to love him, to know him, and to serve him in this life, in order that they may be happy with him for all eternity in the life to come.